Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a big show. We have four guests, so without further ado, let's bring on our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and I'm glad to be here with you and talk about soccer. And, you know, we have a show that is complete with soccer. And the sun is shining, and before you know, we're in April, and soccer is here.
Just don't wear shorts outside right now.
Not right now.
We have some big news, of course, with the Rhinos. We'll get to that in just a second. But we want to set up the show for tonight. Our special guest, which we'll be hearing in the first half hour, you saw him play Saturday with the United States against Argentina. The captain of the Vancouver Whitecaps, Jay DeMeritt, will be our guest, special guest tonight. We'll also be joined by Andrew Hoxie from the Rhinos, and also the 2010 WPS Rookie of the Year, Allie Riley from the Western New York Flash, and Dick Howard will be back with us tonight as well. So it's a full show, but Joe, we have some news about the annual Rhinos kickoff dinner, so we want to get to that right away.
Well, you know, there is a gentleman in our community that it's really a soccer pro or a soccer nut, the way we all are. His name is Bernie Iacovangelo, a sponsor of our show, and he's putting out a dinner, and you have all the details there.
That's right. Every year we have this dinner. The Rhinos have this dinner. Bernie puts it on, and this is company Faber Homes, a proud sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This year's kickoff dinner will be Wednesday, April 27th. Doors open at 5:45. Dinner will be served at 7 o'clock, and it will be again at the Italian-American Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road. Tickets are $20 apiece, or you can get a table of eight for $150. This event, Joe, sells out every year, and this year should be no different, so you got to get your tickets early.
There's a number over there to call, right?
Let's call the number to call. You call either Bernie Iacovangelo himself at Faber Homes, 889-4840, or you can call the Rhinos office and speak to Jordan Steffen. The number is 454-3000, extension 130. And again, get your tickets early. The deadline is Friday, April 22nd. So we look forward to meeting. We'll be there, of course. We'll be doing a podcast with all of the Rhino players, or many of them, and we'll be looking forward to meet all the Rhino fans that evening.
Just remember that you don't want to miss this event. You get to meet all the Rhinos player and management, plus you're going to have terrific food.
That's right. So, never go home hungry from the sport club.
$20 and not, you know, $20 is very, very cheap for the food that you get. So make plans to be there.
That's right. You get to meet the old Rhinos from last year and also the new Rhinos. The newest signing was completed today. Quavis Kirk, former MLS star with the LA Galaxy and DC United. He'll be playing with the Rhinos this season, so we're hoping to have him on this show, but unfortunately he's actually traveling to Rochester right now, so we'll try to get him on in the near future. So, and one other note, though, for the Rhino fans, the Rhinos were scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Riverhounds this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Salem Stadium. The game has been moved to Sunday at 3 o'clock at Salem Stadium due to some scheduling conflicts. So be there Sunday at 3 o'clock, Salem Stadium, the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, who some are picking Joe to win the conference. Wow. The Rhinos are in.
That remains to be seen.
We'll see what happens. They just signed Boise Kamalo, the guy who scored the winning goal for DC in the Open Cup 2 years ago. So he'll be playing with them this year. So
that's okay. We got our own guys.
That's right. So again, that's Sunday at 3 o'clock, and again, the Rhinos will also be in action this Thursday at 4 p.m. against the University of Buffalo at Salem Stadium. Again, it's free tickets, free admission to see the games and cheer on your Rhinos. Those are the last two home preseason games before the Rhinos will have their final preseason game at Harrisburg and then kick off the season April 15th in Richmond. So it's right around the corner, Joe.
Another thing that I don't understand is they go to Richmond and then the following night they're going to play in Wilmington.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it just, but it's one of the things that they always do.
Yeah, blame it on minor league soccer in the United States.
And that's, you know, the Rhinos starting their 16th season, so
that's right.
It's quite an achievement.
It certainly is. And one other thing we want to mention, another chance for you to get involved with the Rochester Rhinos, the Peters Family Life Center is announcing its second annual goals, giving opportunities to athletes who love soccer. Again, it's going to be coming up during this soccer season. It's a chance for children and adults with intellectual disabilities as well as friends, family, siblings to play soccer with the pros while being a part of a supportive and fun soccer community. Bill Sedgwick is one of the driving forces for this event that's going to be held twice monthly, beginning in May, running through August at the stadium. And the kickoff celebration is coming up this Saturday from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning at Peters Family Life Center, 1025 Commons Way in Henrietta. For information, call 487-3500 or email info@petersfamilylifecenter.org. And Peters is spelled P-I-E-T-E-R-S. So that's, I think, all the announcements, Joe. So,
well, we just got another one that Sunday, April 17th, the Western New York Flyers are going to start their season against in Boston. So, you know, soccer, women's soccer is also here, and their game can be seen on Fox Soccer Channel. How about that?
And hopefully we'll be having
and the home opener is May 1st. So
that's right.
We hope, you know, with all the plays that we have in our radio, and us visiting them in Buffalo. To their, what was the name of their town?
Elma.
And I'm very excited about the whole thing. So stay tuned for all more news about the Flash. And the tickets are very, very available at $170 for the season tickets. So call the Rhinos office. They have all the information.
That's right, 454-KICK. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we will be joined by world traveler Dick Howard and the International Report. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The world's best women's soccer players are coming to Rochester as the Western New York Flash begin their first season in WPS. Come to Salem Stadium and see such stars as FIFA Player of the Year Marta, rising U.S. talent Alex Morgan, and Canada's top player Christine Sinclair. The Flash's home opener is Sunday, May 1st at 4 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. 2011 Flash season tickets can be purchased by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salins Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, welcome back to the show, and we're very happy to have you back on the air again.
Well, it's great to be, tremendous trip. Ghana, I think, is sort of the Brazil of Africa. The interest and the enthusiasm with regards to football it was a great trip.
Well, Dick, welcome back to North America, and tell us a little bit about what you saw over there.
Well, it was a trip. I was going with some students from a school I'm working with here in Toronto. They are part of their leadership program, and another staff member from the school. And we did a lot of work in primary, junior high schools, and high schools in and around Accra, which is the capital of Ghana. And we were spending pretty well all day, Monday to Friday, working with the students on different activities, all soccer specific. And then in the weekends, we had a chance to see some sights in this quite delightful country. The people are tremendous. And we know what Frank Odoi like and Gladson Afori and a lot of the Ghanaian players we've worked with and played with in the past, Joe. And the whole country's like that. They made us feel very much at home, and it was a tremendous trip from all concerned.
Well, we're real happy that you're back, Dick. I know it's always a great experience to visit a country and really be there a long time and soak up the culture. And I know that I'm sure the Ghanaians are going to all be glued to their TVs tomorrow at 3 o'clock when they take on England at Wembley. The game will be on Fox Soccer Channel, and they've already sold out Wembley for this game. It's going to be a really exciting match. I know that you see Michael Essien, of course, playing for Ghana, and a number of other players who are very familiar to the fans around the world. So it should be a great contest.
Yeah. Essien will play or not, he's on a sort of self-imposed exile. But I think the amazing thing, Andrew, with regards to this is that they've sold, to sell out the game, but they sold 21,000 tickets to the Ghanaian Federation and to fans of Ghana, which I think is the highest ever for any visiting team. So the atmosphere is going to be tremendous. And of course the fact that Fabio Capello has sent five of his key players home early has not been received too well by, I know, some of the players in the Ghana team when they're not playing against Terry or Cole or Lampard, Rooney or Dawson. But it will be a very good game. And the nice thing, you know, when I was over in Ghana, I was at a school that Michael Essien went to and the club where he played, and Asamoah Gyan, who played so well in the World Cup, went to the Accra Academy, and we had a clinic at that academy. And it really was great to see the roots of where these players come from. And the passion and the bars and the clubs, and everyone will be watching the game tomorrow, myself included.
Frank Godoy comes from Accra, actually. That's his hometown.
Yeah, the capital. It's a frenetic pace there. It's listed, I think, at 2 or 3 million, but I'm sure Greater Accra is about 7 million. It's just a mass of humanity, and they're playing football on every patch of ground. It's tremendous to see.
It's going to be exciting to see.
Do they have
it.
Grass on the field?
Grass? There's a little bit of grass, you know, in the corners of the field, but all just this red dust that I'm still washing out of my clothes, you know, but that's what we played on. And it was great. We were by the ocean some days, and some days we were right in the middle of the town. It was, or the city. It was great, tremendous experience.
Well, Dick, switching to Europe a little bit today, you know, a big day in Italy, that Roma has been actually finalized, the deal finalized, being bought by this group of people from Boston for 108.69 million.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've talked about this, haven't we? The business of sports and some of the ownership groups is quite remarkable, and a lot, of course, based in the United States, who see the potential of the world's game, in whether it's in England or whether it's in Italy or any European country, is open, and it's very much looked into the business of the sport, and doesn't surprise me.
It's going to be very interesting to see how the Italians accept or not accept the American owners. Now, there's been some definite issues in England with some of the clubs that have American owners. They're not really happy over there with the ownership. But it's going to be interesting how this plays out. Roma, of course, looking to qualify for the Champions League, where all the money is. And two teams that will most certainly be in it next year is Milan and Inter, and they have a gigantic match on Saturday at 2:45. And if Milan can win this match, I think they might just lock up the Scudetto for this year.
It's great, isn't it, when you see the interest and the intensity. And full credit to Inter, because they were out of it, weren't they? They had the difficult
Definitely,
situation
yeah.
with regards to the coaching change, and then suddenly they're up there challenging Milan, and Milan lost the game the other week, which they should have won, and now they're Inter in with a chance of giving a real upset in the derby. So
yeah, talking about the excitement of soccer, I think that we experienced the same thing in Rochester. I mean, in the United States, you know, 78,000 plus people watching Brazil. United States played Brazil, and what a game!
You mean Argentina?
Argentina.
Brazil?
No, Argentina. I'm sorry, Argentina. What a game there was!
Yeah,
you know,
was
I was at the edge of my seat, because it was so exciting, especially the second half.
And we're gonna be speaking with Jay DeMeritt right after we talk with Dick, and we're gonna hear all about what happened. But Dick, just to see that kind of atmosphere, and plenty of Argentinian fans, but the U.S. fans were there in force, and you got to give them a lot of credit.
It's a great result for Bob Bradley and the boys, and I think our man Tim Howard was quite a factor in the game, judging by some of the reports I've read.
He was superb. He made some terrific saves.
Yeah, he saved the game, really. Di Maria had a chance to put it away, and Messi had a couple of chances, but Howard made the saves he needed to make. Cambiaso's goal was really nothing he could have done about it. It was slammed about 200 miles an hour at him from 10 yards, so not much they could do there. But the other thing we mentioned, Dick, is before we let you go, because we got to get to Jay DeMeritt, but Canada's in action on tomorrow as well, 11 a.m. against Belarus, team that lost to Albania over the weekend. So good chance for Canada to get a result in the friendly
arena. Well, I think it's great, because they need as many games as possible prior to the Gold Cup, and I think Stephen Hart will be using mainly, you know, European-based players, but certainly it's what Canada needs at this stage of the game. They need as many international games as possible, and hopefully then come up with some good performances in the Gold Cup in the summer months. But sort of a good game. I saw TFC, they, you know, bounced back after the surprise defeat to Vancouver, and you know, 2-0 over Portland. Give them a bit of confidence. They're still not playing the system as Adam Vinter wants them to play, but it was certainly a positive result, and in very cold conditions, all the fans there certainly commented on it being one of the coldest games they've ever attended, but a good result for TFC.
And also, according to reports from Soccer America, it was a record crowd at BMO Field, 20,086, largest crowd ever. So certainly the fans want to get behind the Reds, and they're going to have some challenges this season. But if this new signing, Javier Martina, comes through like he did, scoring both goals, I mean, you never know. Toronto could definitely challenge.
Now, he's played with Alan Vinter and Bob DeClercq, his assistant coach, in the Ajax system, so they know what he can do. And he's got a superb second goal and captured the imagination of the fans, because he's an exciting player to watch on one side. And then you've got Dwayne De Rosario on the opposite side of the midfield. So when they start adjusting and playing as Alan Vinter wants them to play, they could be in contention. Still is to go, but great atmosphere, and they got the win, which is the key.
Definitely. Well, Dick, unfortunately, we got to cut you short, thanks. We got Jay DeMeritt coming right up. But next week, we'll give you an extended segment, and we'll talk all about the Champions League quarterfinals and the certain matchup I think everyone is looking at, the Manchester United against Chelsea. So we'll be talking a lot about that next week. Thanks for coming back on the show, and welcome back home.
Welcome home.
Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Dick. Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, we'll have Dick on for a longer segment next week, but we want to go to our next guest right now, our special guest for the show tonight. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with U.S. Men's International Jay DeMeritt, one of the top players for the U.S. in the match against Argentina, and of course, he's also the captain of the Vancouver Whitecaps. So let's go to that interview right now. Andrew Battisti here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and very happy to be joined by our special guest, one of the stars of the U.S. national team's 1-1 tie against Argentina in front of nearly 80,000 fans at the Meadowlands on Saturday. He's also the captain of the new MLS Vancouver Whitecaps. Jay DeMeritt joins us now, and Jay's appearance is brought to you by the Soccer Shack. You can get all your U.S. national team gear at the Soccer Shack. The number to call is 244-1460. Jay, thanks for being with us.
Andrew, no problem. How are you doing?
Oh, doing very well, and still trying to calm down after that very exciting match on Saturday. Honestly, one of the best friendlies I've ever seen, and it was exciting from a number of standpoints, both from the beautiful game, seeing Argentina play as well as they did in the first half, and then seeing the grit of the U.S. coming back in the second half. But from your perspective as a defender, it was really, a tale of two halves, really. The Argentina dominated the first half, and then the U.S. made some changes to start the second half that really made a difference. But tell me what happened in the first half, and then also what happened at halftime. What did Bob Bradley say to sort of right the ship?
Sure. Well, you know, when you play against teams like that, that have so much quality, and like you said, that can control the ball so much, you always have to try to feel them out, get their movements down as the game goes on. We knew they'd come and they'd pass the ball and they'd keep it, and then we just have to kind of as a group. It's not just the back four, but as a group, you have to move as a unit. You have to try to shut down spaces. And in the first half, as we got used to doing that, it got better and better as the game went on. And in the second half, we changed personnel a bit. We went 4-4-2, changed the formation, which gave our outlets a little bit more time to stay on the ball. And that definitely seemed to work. When we came in at halftime, it was just about just continuing the effort, which anyone that's seen us as a team play before, that's definitely what we base our foundations on, is a group effort and guys that are willing to work for each other. And as the game went on, that definitely showed.
It certainly did. And there's Tim Howard got the man of the match, and certainly was outstanding, stopping a number of Argentine attacks and boned Messi a couple of times. And obviously Juan Agudelo had a tremendous match up front, scoring the goal. But I was very impressed with Tim Chandler, the new U.S. player playing for Nuremberg in the Bundesliga, and his speed on the outside, Jay. Boy, it's a breath of fresh air. He really, I think, made a tremendous impact in the game in the half he played.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I think everyone was really pleased with the way Timmy came out and in that kind of situation performed. You know, it's not easy for your first cap to come on for a second half and, against a team like Argentina. And, you know, he faced, I know he gets good challenges in, from his club team in Germany, which he plays at a very high level. So I think we all hoped he would perform that way. But he did so, definitely. And that's fantastic for our group. You know, throughout the years, we always try to add new players that are going to help the strength of the group. And hopefully as he develops and continues to get better, as an individual, that'll reflect on us as a team, and we need guys to step up and to perform and to continue to make U.S. soccer stronger.
And obviously, Juan. It's I guess you call him Juan on the spot for on Saturday because he was right there. Was an Italian-like play as a striker, being right there when the Argentinian keeper dropped the ball and he scores in front of his home team's fans. Of course, he plays for the Red Bulls, and what a moment for an 18-year-old to come up and score such a huge goal.
Yeah, you know, it was a pure forwards finish. You look to guys like that to be at the right place. You know, there's certain forward that you see throughout the game that always just seem to be at the right place at the right time. Some call it luck, but a lot of people call that, that kind of forward nose for goal. And Juan definitely seems to have that. He's got two goals in his first two games for the U.S. team. So I guess that's fantastic news for us as we move forward.
Obviously, the man everyone was watching on Saturday, Mr. Messi, is just an unbelievable talent. Now, in your days in the Premiership, you've played against some of the best forwards in the world. What makes Messi so much more special than, I guess, some of the other guys that you've tangled with in your past games?
I think it's a number of things. You know, you play against guys like that, you walk off the field, and you really are in awe. It's hard not to be mesmerized by him as you play, if I'm completely honest with you. I think what he brings to the game, he brings a certain pace. He seems to be one step ahead of you as far as the way he passes off the ball, and also how he runs with the ball. He's one of those guys that doesn't slow down. He actually seems to speed up when he has the ball, which is very rare. And then his vision to not only see passes to his teammates, but also to get the ball back off of them and continue the runs that he makes. I think he does better than anyone in the world maybe ever has been. It's a pleasure to play against him and challenge yourself because it's players like him that are only going to make, you know, people like myself and other defenders better because he's as good as it gets, and he is by far the best player in the world. And for us to come together and learn from him and to get 90 minutes under your belt against him is only going to make you better when you play other players.
Absolutely. And watching the match, it seemed like, correct me if I'm wrong, the strategy was basically to try to surround Messi when he had the ball, to put just so many guys around him that he couldn't work that magic and just dribble through people. And we did a pretty good job. I mean, he had a couple of chances, and Tim Howard was there to stop him. And it just seems like the one little deflection by one of the defenders, whether it be yourself or Gooch or Michael Bradley, maybe coming in from the midfield, was enough to throw his passing off just slightly, and that kept the match at 1-1 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, again, against him, you can't really try to chase him too much. You have to work together because, you know, you could see at some points he's taking on four guys and still coming out with the ball. So you have to try to just negate as much space as you can when you're around him, and that's definitely a team effort. That's definitely what we did. You know, as he starts to run towards the goal, the closer we got to the goal, the closer we should be as a group. And again, to condense that space, to give him the least chance to either make the pass or get through us. And again, in the beginning, you try to feel it out. You try to feel out his movements. But as the game went on, you know, I think we started to do a better job in condensing that space, but doing it in the right way.
Now, on Tuesday, the U.S. plays in Nashville against Paraguay, and what is the team doing to, I guess, avoid a letdown? Obviously, with such a big result on Saturday, Paraguay, a very quality side. I think they're going to have a lot of their younger players in this match. Of course, those guys, they want to impress as the Copa America comes up this summer. So they certainly have a purpose in their game. And I guess maybe even a little bit of a can you top that with Mexico? They beat Paraguay 3-1 on Saturday, so I'm sure you guys would like to beat Paraguay by at least as much as Mexico did.
Well, you know, I think when you look at across the board, you look at performances like, you know, Mexico had the other day, and they finished very well. Paraguay played very well against them. In the scouting that we have seen is that Paraguay is definitely a fantastic team. No bones about that. Is that we have a good challenge in front of us again. This week to have games back to back and to have them of quality opposition like these two teams is it's a great challenge for us. Not only to come back after only a couple days and a performance like we had against Argentina, but to continue that, and it's about guys that maybe didn't play against Argentina to come in and play now. If Bob changes things, to step up and to perform well, and as a team, and it's great for us to continue to try to work on that in our level of consistency. Because if we're ever going to be considered challengers for to get in major tournaments and get into final rounds and things like that, we're going to have to stay consistent against very good teams. And Paraguay will test that again on Tuesday here in Nashville, and we're looking forward to it.
And that game will be on Fox Soccer Channel. For those of you who want to check out the United States against Paraguay, should be an excellent match. And both teams will go out and play to win the match. That's always going to be exciting for the fans. And they're trying to get Nashville. They've supported the U.S. men in the past, so I know that it's going to be, I'm sure, a raucous crowd and a lot of support for the national team. But Jay, I want to ask you about Vancouver, because I watched the game also, the first MLS match of Vancouver against Toronto, and boy, what a storybook result. 4-2 win, playing in front of over 20,000 fans. And what, as a captain of the Whitecaps, how did you see that match? What was it like playing in front of such an atmosphere? It must have reminded you back from your days at Watford.
I guess leading up to the game, there was a lot that was being said, and the atmosphere was supposed to be like this, and Vancouver is supposed to be that as a club, and the players that we've brought in, myself included, are supposed to do this. A lot has been said in expansion, and nobody really knows what to expect. And it was definitely no different leading up to the game, but I think, across the board in Vancouver, from the fans and the way they approached the game to the players and the staff and the club, and how they marketed it in a way, brought the right players in and the staff in to try to make that first day special. And everything came up trumps, more or less. You had the club who put on a fantastic entertaining game for the fans to enjoy. Not only what went on before the game, the atmospheres they tried to create with songs or banners, or giving more than three or 4,000 scarves away before we went into the game. The players came together and really concentrated on being a team on that day, and that's our goal for now for this whole season, is to try to continue not only the history that Vancouver already has, but also to really put our stamp on what we're trying to do up in the MLS. And I think together, across the board, from the environment that's now being created in Vancouver for soccer, and then having the club being able to reciprocate that way, and the way we play, the way we represent the city as a soccer city, it's a really special time, and I'm really happy to be a part of that, and to play a big role in that. And I'm really looking forward to this season, and hoping that that continues.
Well, former Rhinos Pat Onstad and Martin Nash are both from Vancouver, so we certainly are watching the Caps with a lot of interest here in Rochester, and we certainly hope you guys pound Montreal in the neutral Acadian championships, because we're big rivals, or we were big rivals with Montreal. Of course, now Montreal in a different league, so we're not going to be seeing them this year, but I know we're going to be hoping to see some great things from Vancouver. And one thing before I let you go, there's a movie coming out about you and your story, and how you went from being a soccer player in Green Bay, Wisconsin, a city known for a team called the Packers. I think people might have heard of them. But you going from there, making it in the EPL, and now coming back and playing for Vancouver, and of course your time playing in the World Cup, playing with the national team. The movie's called Rise and Shine. Tell us a bit about the movie, and is it something that we'll be able to see at some point down the road?
Yeah, it's an interesting project for me to be a part of, first and foremost, because it's always strange when you get approached about an idea, about a movie about you. And you're the person that's fortunate enough to get to live the story. So it's always a little bit strange when you think about the prospects of being a part of a movie that is about you. So once I got over that initial kind of, okay, well, I guess it's a little bit strange, but it's a story that I suppose is a little bit rare in the soccer world, and I need to embrace that. You know, I need to embrace that maybe if there's other people that were like me at that time, then maybe they could look at that as some kind of belief system in them going out and doing something like that. And when I got approached about the idea about a year, just over a year and a half ago, it was actually with two guys from California, one I actually played with in college back in Chicago, and both very aware of my story, both have been involved in my story, and they felt that they wanted to tell it. And so, of course, I said, okay, you guys do what you want. I'll help out where I can. And they've really taken the project and made it into what it is, and that's a true-to-life documentary about me and my story. They've been to Green Bay to see all my family and friends from where I grew up, and Chicago and my old coaches, university players, over to England to see all the club people, and Ray Lewington, my old manager, who's now at Fulham, and then Bob Bradley and World Cup stuff, and they really have done a fantastic job in captivating what the actual story is in the best way possible. And we're at the stage now where you get to a certain point where a documentary is very raw. And that's where we are now. It's a finished product, but it's still very raw because these guys aren't professionals. You know, we're not professional filmmakers. I only helped out where I could and where I should. But mainly these guys are guys that are just passionate about the story. And now it's to a point where there's a rough copy. There still needs to be some professional editing, content for premiership footage or World Cup footage or, you know, even U.S. soccer footage. It's very expensive. And, these guys don't have a lot of money to back the film. So we're at the point now where we have a finished product to put out there and they want to tell the story. And now we need to try to get some kind of distribution or funding to try to make it finish in the right way. And, you know, again, it's an interesting project. And if people want to see or hear or watch the story, then fantastic. You know, I'm more than about it. And now it's just about finishing it in the right way. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, I know I speak for all soccer fans, Jay, and to say that all the people out in Hollywood, all you people who do the Oscars, we need a good, solid sports documentary to nominate for Best Documentary next year. So, yeah, I'm pushing for the Jay DeMeritt story, Rise and Shine, to be nominated at least for an Oscar, because I'm sure there's plenty of sports fans out there who it's the great American story that, you know, somebody comes from a small background and goes through all the trials and makes it in the big time, and it's a great story, Jay, and you're living the story right now as a member of the national team and with the captain of the Whitecaps. So, Jay, again, thanks for being with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate you taking a little bit of time and before the you guys practice tonight, and then tomorrow, of course, the big game against Paraguay. It's a 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff on Fox Soccer Channel, and then you guys go back to action with Vancouver against Sporting Kansas City on Saturday. So we wish you the best of luck with the Whitecaps and with the national team, and we will hopefully talk to you again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks again for your time, and speak soon.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Jay DeMeritt here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Very happy to have Jay with us on the show tonight. We come back, we'll be joined by Rhinos forward Andrew Hoxie. That's next on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The world's best women's soccer players are coming to Rochester as the Western New York Flash begin their first season in WPS. Come to Salem Stadium and see such stars as FIFA Player of the Year Marta, rising U.S. talent Alex Morgan, and Canada's top player Christine Sinclair. The Flash's home opener is Sunday, May 1st at 4 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. 2011 Flash season tickets can be purchased by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best. New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni is off for the rest of the show. Joe will be back next Monday night. And we're happy to be joined on the air right now by one of the top players from the Rochester Rhinos from last season, certainly a fan favorite. Andrew Hoxie joins us. Andrew's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Get your 2011 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Andrew, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
Oh, it's been a very interesting day, but you know, having a chance to talk to Jay DeMeritt for 15 minutes was certainly a highlight, and watching that game on Saturday. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of it, but it was very exciting, and it's good to see the U.S. get a great result like that against Argentina.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it was, we didn't have much possession, but got a decent goal, and almost had a couple other goals, too, but, I mean, 1-1 is definitely a good result.
I mean, it was good, even the first half when we were defending. It's good for fans to see a country like Argentina just knocking the ball around and playing the beautiful game. And that's a little bit unusual for them, with Batista, their new coach, is going to that style, because they've been known more as a defensive or rugged type team in the past. But they certainly have all the tools to play that style.
It's a lot of fun watching them play. I'll tell you what.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun watching the Rhinos play this coming season. I know that Bob Lavallee, Rhinos coach, likes to play that same kind of possession game and knock the ball around and play the beautiful game. So tell us about how practice has been going. How's the team coming together?
I mean, it's been a lot colder this year. We've played in 2 inches of snow on the field. I mean, we've had a lot of conditions to overcome, but it's I mean, overall, it's brought us together. I think it's been a little bit easier because there's 14 guys that know each other coming in. So there's a good core group of guys, and then we got a few more signings that have decent guys in the locker room and pretty decent on the field too as well. So it's looking positive this year.
Here with Rhinos forward Andrew Hoxie. I know that Andrew, the last season was certainly winning the league title. I think was a great accomplishment, especially considering it was practically an entirely new roster. And this year, it's Bob Lilly's team now, and you're obviously a big part of that. Tell us about your goals for 2011. What do you personally want to do, and what is the team looking at besides the obvious of winning everything under the sun?
Yeah, last year we set realistic goals, and we ended up winning a league championship. And this year we got, like I said before, a core group of guys back. We're not going to settle for not winning, basically. That's going to be our goal this year. And, as far as individual goals, those will come. Score goals.
Yeah, that's your job. That's your job, is to put the ball in the back of the net, and certainly did that last season. Coming up this week, you guys have two big matches, this coming Thursday against the University of Buffalo, and anytime you guys play a college team, they come in here and they want to win because it's a big deal to play against the pros. And then Sunday, Pittsburgh Riverhounds, first time we get a chance to see the Rhinos against a pro team, and a lot of people, Andrew, are picking the Riverhounds to win the division, so should be an interesting match on Sunday when Pittsburgh comes to town.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Obviously, I think, I don't know. A lot of the guys are expecting to win, and, it's going to be a challenge for us, but it should be fun. So.
Certainly should be. What did you do in the off season to away from Rochester?
I've been trying to get in a lot better shape. I was doing this thing called Insanity, kind of a P90X, not sure if you've ever heard of it, but...
I've heard of P90X, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically just plyometrics, stuff like that, and actually it's worked out pretty well. I've lost about 5-10 pounds and getting a little bit quicker, so, it's been a positive change for me, so...
That's great. I know that you were striking fear into the defenses of the league last year with your skill, especially because I think a lot of guys who didn't know you didn't expect somebody of your size to be as skillful with the ball. So I know that you're not going to be a mystery this year, Andrew. Everyone's going to be looking out for you, and it's going to be, I'm sure, quite a challenge. I know you guys are up for it. But before I let you go, I got to ask you about Virginia Commonwealth, because you were a graduate of William & Mary, a proud member of the Colonial Athletic Association. I'm sure that you're watching the Rams run in the NCAA tournament. What are your thoughts on seeing them make it the Final Four?
Man, it's, to be honest with you, I wanted to have them at least go into the Elite Eight, them or George Mason, but I didn't pick them for my bracket, so... But it's been pretty sweet watching them make this kind of run. Those guys can shoot, I'll tell you that much.
It certainly. I know that they're going to be playing against Butler, and I think they got a good chance to go to the final game, and then, anything can happen. Butler almost pulled it off last year, the final against Duke, so I'm sure all of the people in Richmond that are listening to our show, the fans of the Kickers, are yeah, very excited about VCU doing as well as they've done, so... Then basketball will be done finally, and then we can concentrate on soccer. So,
yeah,
one more
definitely.
Weekend of basketball. But Andrew, thanks for being with us on the show tonight. Really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday at 4:00 at the stadium against UB, and then Sunday at 3:00 against Pittsburgh. Thanks for being with us.
All right, appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You too. Andrew Hoxie from the Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the 2010 Oceana Women's Player of the Year from the Western New York Flash. Allie Riley will be with us here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé,
Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salins Stadium all season long.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The world's best women's soccer players are coming to Rochester as the Western New York Flash begin their first season in WPS. Come to Salins Stadium and see such stars as FIFA Player of the Year Marta, rising U.S. talent Alex Morgan, and Canada's top player Christine Sinclair. The Flash's home opener is Sunday, May 1st at 4 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. 2011 Flash season tickets can be purchased by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti wrapping up tonight's show, and our next guest, certainly a player we'll be watching this summer at Salins Stadium with the Western New York Flash and also playing for New Zealand in the 2011 Women's World Cup, joined now by Allie Riley. And Allie's appearance is brought to you by our newest sponsor, the Western New York Flash. Give them a call at 716-655-PLAY to purchase your 2011 season tickets for all the great matches at Salins Stadium. Allie, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. And we're really happy that you're going to be playing here in Rochester coming up this summer with the Flash. And looking over the roster, there's so many players that have come over from FC Gold Pride after the team won the championship last year and then, unfortunately, financially went under. But I'm sure that's going to help you guys, having so many of your teammates from last year's team be on the field with you with the Flash this year.
Oh, definitely. I think we had so much fun together last year on and off the field, and we know what it takes to win the championship, and we worked so hard last year, and, you know, you play better when you're happy, and since we all love each other so much and wanted to still play together, I think it's created a really good chemistry with the team, and just you're comfortable, you know, with the people that you're friends with. But of course, we love our new teammates as well. But it definitely provides a really good kind of starting point for both on and off the field, having a good, strong team.
I know you guys have been doing some team building out at the spa recently. If you check out the Flash YouTube page, you can see some excerpts of the team getting some bonding together and getting some nice relaxation at the spa. How did that go?
Yes, well, of course, being pampered doesn't hurt at all, and it was so nice. We were treated to that great day, and, you know, we went to Sabres game, and we've been having so much fun together, and, yeah, we just want people to see what we've been up to, so that's what that kind of little YouTube page is about. We'll try to get that up every week, too.
We're with Allie Riley from the Western New York Flash. And Allie, the Flash played against the Ohio State Buckeyes yesterday. Remember the Final Four in the women's soccer last year and came away with it was a one-all draw. Tell us about how that match went.
Yeah, you know, Ohio State is a strong team, came off of a great season, and it was good for us. We've been scrimmaging against some boys' teams, so to get back to playing against women, and I think it was a good test for us. Obviously, we were disappointed with the tie, but I think every game we're improving and working on things, and, you know, we're missing so many of our players who are playing internationally right now, so... but we want to have a deep team, so it's good for everyone to get a run in. And we had two back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday, so a lot of minutes under our belt now, getting to know each other better. So we definitely have a lot of things we can improve on from that game. But, you know, it's preseason, so it was good to get out there and run around.
Now, you certainly have had some accolades in the past year. You won the WPS Rookie of the Year Award, and you also won the Oceana Football Confederation Player of the Year Award as well. And you're just racking up all the hardware. And of course, you won the league title last year with SC Gold Pride. So, what's been the biggest show for you so far?
I think, you know, playing for New Zealand, playing for my country is a huge honor, and that's, you know, building up to the World Cup has been a highlight of this year. But I think just winning that championship, holding that trophy, and celebrating with my teammates, just there's nothing better than winning a championship. And after so much hard work, and, you know, I wasn't on the team the year before, but some of the girls had been, you know, the same coach, and kind of that worst to first excitement, and it was so great. And obviously it was bittersweet since we couldn't hold on to that team, but it was great. It was, you know, it was such a team effort. You know, we had those all-stars, Marta, Sinclair, but at the same time, I think the whole team, every single player, the coach, all the staff really contributed to that championship.
It's always great to win the title. I know that this coming summer, you're going to be, obviously you got the Flash and all the great fans in Rochester looking forward to seeing that, and then New Zealand in the Women's World Cup. The nickname of the New Zealand team, by the way, is the Football Ferns. They're not the all-whites like the men's team, but obviously you guys have something to shoot for after the men did such a great job in the World Cup last year. I know that you guys are looking to do the same thing, and you've got a group, I think, that you guys could do some damage in.
Yeah, absolutely. We were really excited to find out about that group, and of course inspired by the All Whites last summer. And I think this is a huge chance for us. Our team, we improve every time we play together. We're obviously the underdogs. We know what people think of us and that they don't expect a lot from us. And I think that just drives us even harder. And I think we're going to get out of the group, and I think we're going to surprise people.
It's going to be very exciting coming up this summer in Germany, the Women's World Cup, and of course coming up starting here in April, just a few weeks away. The Flash will have their first game in Boston on the 17th on Fox Soccer Channel, and the home opener is May 1st, 4 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat right here at Salem Stadium. And Allie, we're really looking forward to seeing you and the team in Rochester very soon, and best of luck to you and the team, and we'll certainly be watching and having you guys on the show right on through the whole season. Thanks again for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Allie Riley here from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, member of the New Zealand national team. We'll be seeing her compete in the 2011 World Cup in Germany this coming summer. And that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Jay DeMeritt, Michael Cameron from U.S. Soccer, Andrew Hoxie, Eric Trendle, and Dave Slinsky from the Rhinos, Allie Riley, and, of course, Renee Meyer, also from the Western New York Flash, for helping out on the show tonight. And Dick Howard and Joe Sirianni as well, and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. This is Andrew Battisti. Be with us next Monday night at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.